Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam. My friends, I think that the November 2024 presidential election will be the most important presidential election of our lifetime. That is what I think. That is my opinion. And I know for a fact that there are many Americans out there who also think the way I am thinking about the 2024 presidential election. There are many Americans out there who think, who strongly believe that this election will be the most important election of our lifetime. My friends, look at what's happening in the country and around the world. We have inflation. There are supply chain problems. And these are issues that I talk about quite frequently on this podcast. And also, we have a border crisis. There's massive illegal immigration that's hurting our country. And there are many other problems. The economic climate in the United States is such that many businesses are going out of business. It's a very sad situation. This economic climate is not favorable at all for small businesses. And then you look at what's happening around the world. There is tension across the globe. There are military conflicts. There is political unrest. There is social unrest in different parts of the world that we live in. And the United States is a global leader, so we have a very significant role to play in international politics. And so right now, there is a severe lack of leadership in the White House. Once again, that's my opinion. You may agree with me, you may disagree with me. I believe that there's lack of leadership in the White House. As a result of that, our role in the world has changed, and it's not heading in the right direction. Remember when President Trump was in office? That was strong leadership. That was solid leadership. And when he was in the White House, the United States had a tremendous presence in international affairs. And remember, when Trump was in office, there was a lot of peace. I mean, life was not perfect across the world, but remember, there were no new wars. There were no new wars. We had strong allies. We had great relationship with our allies, and our adversaries were afraid of us. The countries around the world that oppose the United States, they were afraid to challenge the U.S. when Trump was in office because Trump was a solid leader. He was a great leader. And look at what's happening now. With Joe Biden in office, our role, the role of the United States in the world, has diminished significantly. And this is sad. This is extremely unfortunate. So we need a strong leader in the White House, a strong leader for our own economy, a strong leader who can secure the border, a strong leader who can strengthen our relationship with our international allies, and a strong leader who can make sure that our adversaries don't challenge us. So my friends, that's why I am saying that the November 2024 presidential election will be the most important election of our lifetime because it is our opportunity to make sure that Donald Trump wins. It's an opportunity to make sure that we elect a strong leader, that is Donald Trump. So my friends, now I'm going to talk about something that happened today, something that I saw today that really I found it to be amazing, okay? I mean, we are going through tremendous challenges as a country. But in the middle of all this crises, I saw a strong symbol of unity. So this morning, I saw that, I don't remember what time it was, whether it was morning or afternoon. But anyway, earlier today, I saw that Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio and then Senator Tommy Tuberville and Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, they were all on TV. They were in front of the cameras and they were speaking from New York. And why were they in New York? Because as you know, there's a trial going on in New York. Donald Trump, our former president, our great leader, is on trial. Now, why is he on trial? He hasn't done anything wrong. But as we know that the left-wing activists are trying to make sure that Trump doesn't win the 2024 presidential election. And so what the left-wing activists are doing is that they're throwing all kinds of legal challenges and lawsuits towards Trump. And so the left-wing activists, they have made sure that Trump gets tangled up in a lawsuit and that he has to make appearances in the court, which is what's going on right now. Because of this trial that's taking place in New York, Trump has to make appearances in court for the trial. And every day that he is in court for the trial, he is not able to campaign. The number of hours that Trump spends in the courtroom, those are the number of hours that Trump is not able to use for campaigning. So this is an organized effort to try to stop Trump from campaigning. Because I think the Democrats understand it very well that Trump is very close to victory in the November 2024 election. I know that the election is still months away, but if you analyze the poll numbers, if you see what's going on, if you pay attention to people's sentiments, then I think it's very easy to understand that people are hungry for leadership and they want Trump back in the White House. And so to stay in power, what the left-wing politicians are doing is they are keeping Donald Trump tied up in a court case to prevent him from campaigning. They are trying hard to make sure that he does not win the November 2024 election. So going back to what I saw today, I saw Senator Vance, Senator Tuberville, and Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis on TV, and they were in New York, and they were speaking from New York, and they were expressing their support for Donald Trump. Each of them appeared in front of the microphones and the TV cameras, and they gave their statements, and in short, they basically expressed that this trial is not fair. Trump shouldn't even be on trial because he is innocent. He has not done anything wrong. So this trial is basically an organized effort to try to prevent Trump from winning the election. And so, as I said, the situation is very intense and it's not pleasant when you see that our great leader, former President Trump, is on trial for something that, there's really no wrongdoing. He hasn't done anything wrong. He has not broken any laws, but he's still on trial. because of left-wing politicians and activists. And so in a country of law and order, we are witnessing great injustice against Donald Trump. So I am always saying that I want to see the Republicans united. I want to see the Republicans supporting each other as we head towards November 2024. And I want to see the Republicans united to support Donald Trump. And so when I saw Senator Vance, Senator Tuberville, Congressman Nicole Malliotakis in New York speaking in support of Trump, I think that was a great symbol of unity. Great symbol of unity. And so I have been saying for a while that it's important for the Republicans to unite. And I know that there was a primary. There were many presidential candidates who were running from the Republican side. But we saw each of the candidates suspend the campaign. And many of them after suspending the campaign, they endorsed Trump. Vivek Ramaswamy endorsed Trump. Tim Scott endorsed Trump. Ron DeSantis endorsed Trump. And so just using some examples there. And so when you see high profile Republican figures endorsing Trump, and this is not the complete list. I mean, the list is long. There are many senators, many members of Congress, many other high-profile conservative political figures who have been supporting and who continue to support Donald Trump. Of course, there are those voices that oppose him. Even on the Republican side, there are some voices that oppose Donald Trump. But I think what we are witnessing is growing unity. There's growing unity among conservatives, growing unity among Republicans in support of Donald Trump. And so that's why I think what I would like to say is this trial is aimed at slowing down Trump. This trial in New York is aimed at preventing Trump from winning in November 2024. But it's really having an opposite effect. This trial is uniting Republicans in support of Trump and also the independent voters out there. The independent voters can see what an innocent man is going through. An innocent man who is the former president of this country, what he is going through. They can see the unfair treatment. They can see the injustice. The independent voters are leaning towards Trump. And I think as we get closer and closer to the election, more and more independent voters will support Trump. More and more people, freedom-loving Americans, will support Trump. So this trial is really having an opposite effect. The left-wing politicians and activists, they wanted this trial to slow down Trump, but this trial is actually resulting in strong momentum, increasing momentum in favor of Donald Trump. So my friends, this man is an honest man. Donald Trump. He's a great leader. I'm eagerly looking forward to voting for him. And it breaks my heart to see what he's going through. I mean, this trial and many other legal challenges that the Democrats are throwing towards Trump. It's heartbreaking to see what he's going through. But I'm also hopeful because I can see that the support for Trump continues to increase every single day. He's becoming a stronger candidate, and he's just becoming a stronger individual, a stronger person, a stronger leader every single day. So I was very thrilled to see J.D. Vance Senator Vance, Senator Tuberville, Congresswoman Maliotakis. I was very thrilled to see all of them in New York speaking in front of the cameras and supporting Trump. And I hope more and more Republicans do that, because we need to unite. Heading towards the election, we need to unite because our country's future is at stake. We have to win the White House. We have to increase the GOP majority in the U.S. House of Representatives. And we have to regain the majority in the U.S. Senate. That's why this election, the November 2024 election, is the most important election of our lifetime. Our country's future is at stake. We must win. My friends, share with me your thoughts. Go to my website, tossifanam.net. You can send me a message through my website. You can also sign up for my e-newsletter. And if you want to send me an email, my email address is the following, tossif@tossifanam.net. tossif@tossifanam.net. You will also find me on social media. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on X, formerly known as Twitter. And I'm also on Truth Social. So connect with me, my friends. And I want to thank you all for continuing to listen to my podcast. Share with me your thoughts. And I'll be back again with a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam.